I feel really bad for you because it seems to me as though you're in a situation where you could be getting punished twice for the same mistake that you made. And that's not good. But anyway, firstly, dealing with your questions, understand that you want to come back to Hong Kong naturally enough. You need to sort out your affairs after having had your time in Hong Kong so brusquely snatched away from you. I think your fear about being turned away at the border is valid and justifiable. My advice to you would be to make an application for a visitor visa in advance. And whilst there's still no guarantee that if you possess a visitor visa, the officer at the border will let you in, because he does still have discretion to admit or refuse entry, at least you'll be able to test the temperature of the immigration department in advance of coming to Hong Kong by making that application and seeing what they make of it. So yes, that would be my advice in relation to question one. In relation to question two, like all things, if the immigration department determine that for security reasons they don't want to admit you, then they will basically stop you from coming. Whilst they may be ready to give you a visitor visa to come and sort your affairs out, they may be less receptive to the idea that you can be a long-stay foreign national resident again. Again, until you make your application, you're never going to know what sort of response you're going to receive from the department. I can say that essentially it's an uphill struggle, as you probably concluded for yourself. But insofar as being rejected for your employment visa, if you're able to make that application, the immigration department will not advise your proposed employer as to the reason for that refusal, so you don't need to be concerned about that. In the final analysis, it's the department having a good look at you, what your track record has been, what the circumstances were surrounding your conviction, comments of of the magistrate will be important too in their deliberations. And if you don't make the applications, you're never going to know. And insofar as the representations that were made to you prior to your departure by immigration officers and what you heard or picked up from the Immigration Department website, effectively what they're saying is just a restatement of the law. And they will say that they're going to consider it fairly. And of course they will consider it fairly, but that doesn't give you any clear indication as to what sort of reception your applications might make. I think the other thing to bear in mind too is that when these representations were made to you, if they were made to you whilst you were in detention prior to removal, the immigration plan is not going to say anything to antagonise the situation. So I wouldn't read too much into what they've said. The key thing is to get your applications in and then see what the immigration department make of it. If you get a positive reception to your request for a visitor visa prior to arrival, then you may receive at least initially a positive response to your application for an employment visa. But at the point of them agreeing to you taking up that employment, then you're going to have to show that you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to are not readily available in Hong Kong, that the employer is justified in engaging your services as opposed to those of a local person. And of course, what hangs writ large over the entire situation is what security implications of being invoked as a result of your conviction. Do bear in mind that Mike Tyson, who was convicted for a considerably graver crime than you, was granted an employment visa recently, albeit it was only for one day. But it does give you an indication of what the Immigration Department make of these circumstances and how they go about applying, as you've been told, the application of policy being considered fairly and reasonably in accordance with the law.